And now, the Goldberg. Molly Goldberg usually has courage enough to spare for all her friends. And this time it seems as if she'll need all she can spare. While Sylvia's father and Esther Miller believe that their marriage is impossible, Molly, with Dr. Cater's help, is hatching a little plan that will bring the ceremony off. 15 years ago, Allison and Esther didn't marry because of Sylvia. And now today, Sylvia stands once again in the way. No reasoning, no talk can overcome Sylvia's hostility to Esther Miller. Sylvia feels that her father's happiness must wait upon her own. But Molly believes that when you can't untie a knot, you can cut it.
Say, there's Allison. I don't want him to hear us talking.
He is upstairs.
Maybe I'll close the door to the corridor. Wait. So, Jake, dear, what's your opinion?
My opinion is undecided.
Why, dear?
Because. What is Allison, a child? How can we undertake to arrange his wedding for him?
Only because of circumstances, Jake, darling. Only because of extemporaneous circumstances.
I don't know, Molly.
Dr. Cater said yes.
Why don't you tell me Seymour said it also?
Sometimes, Jake, out of the mouths of Seymour comes voice
of wisdom.
Of wisdom, yes. And without your approval, Jake, I wouldn't do it.
Since when is my approval so essential?
Since time immemorial, no?
No.
So
do as you please, Molly.
Samuel?
Why'd you close this door?
Because, it was drafty.
Oh.
Sammy, you can tell. If you can listen to Seymour, you can listen to your own son's opinion also.
What opinion?
Nothing.
Why nothing when it's something?
So close the door.
What is it, Ma?
Close the door.
All right. Well, what is it?
Your mother wants to arrange Mr. Ellison's wedding.
What do you mean? Have they decided to get married?
My contemplation is, Sammy.
Contention, Ma.
Yes, whatever. Now I have no time for English words. Mine is that they will not get married as long as Sylvia is acting disapprovingly. And if they're going to wait till Sylvia changes her latitude, another 15 years will collect.
So?
So?
Your mother wants to send for a reverend.
So, what do you think, Sammy?
Wait a minute. You mean you want to send for a rabbi?
Yes, I'll send for a rabbi. And I want to arrange the wedding. And then without dilly-dallying, we'll have the wedding here. Well, what do you think, Sammy?
Well, Sammy, what is your opinion?
Well, Sammy?
I think it's a good idea, that's what I think. And it's exactly the way Sylvia should be handled.
She does.
Mr. Allison?
How are you, Miss Allison?
I could feel better. Sammy, I wonder if you could get me a timetable.
For what, Allison?
I want to see what connections I can make. I'll be leaving soon. Do you want this door closed?
Yes, please close the door.
I'm glad.
Now, what are you going to do, Ma?
Well, today anyway, he can't leave.
That's going to stop him from leaving tomorrow?
Tomorrow's tomorrow, Jim. Tomorrow's not today. Tomorrow's tomorrow. Family, what time is it?
You can't do anything today.
Don't tell me I can't, Sammy. Don't tell me
but
I can't.
But you can't, Ma.
Mrs. Bloom, where is she at this hour? Today's Tuesday, not? Today's Tuesday. Wait. She does tomorrow in this time. She would be home today, not. Today she's in the clinic. If she went with her foot, she wouldn't be home till later. It's a long treatment. If she went with her gallbladder, she'd be home already. I think so. Family, try. Call me Mrs. Bloom, dear.
Molly.
Come in, Miss Miller.
Where is Elbert, Mrs. Goldberg?
Miss Allison's on the porch.
Oh
my. One day in the country, you look like a different person.
I guess it's the sun. I burn easily.
Wonderful. Imagine a week in the country, you would look like a strawberry. Very becoming.
Thank you, Mrs. Goldberg.
I hope your contemplation is to remain a few more days.
Well, I don't think so. I've got to get back. Did you say Elbert was on the porch?
Yes.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Do you want this door closed?
Yes, if you will, please close it.
Molly, drop the whole idea and don't mix.
Oh, why not, Pa? I want to see them married. Why not? Esther Miller never got married to anyone else.
How do you know there was anyone else possible?
She waited because she loved Mr. Allison. She waited for him to be free of those children of his.
Mind voice.
Yeah, now that Sylvia's grown up, she's worse than when she was a child.
Exactly.
If something's wrong with Sylvia, she ought to be in the hands of a doctor. And Mr. Allison should take care of his own happiness. And if nothing's wrong with Sylvia, then Mr. Allison certainly shouldn't pay any attention
to her.
Absolutely
my idea exactly, Dick.
Let them get married. And if they haven't got the courage to because they've spent the best years of their life not doing anything about it, well, let's give them a shove. The least we can do.
The least we can do, Greg. Let's give them a shove. The least we can do. Greg, darling, let's go over to Dr. Cater so we'll talk further with him.
Not me. Daughter Dixie, I'm not.
Pa, please.
You heard me say no. Who am I? Miss Lonely Heart?
Yes,
I said no.
But you don't mean it.
I meant it all.
Come
I said.
On.
Come
on.
No is no
You're
by me.
You're going to go to Dr. Cater.
No,
you're going
to
hear your voice. Now, Dr. Cater, you'll talk. You're going to hear. Come here, please, darling. Yes.
Come and sit down, Jake.
Well, we haven't the time now because we have a little chore to do.
Oh.
And Mr. Gorbick is coming with me, Jake. Family?
Nothing.
Please, excuse us. If you want a little cold lemonade, you'll find in the fridge there.
Thank you.
Seeing me again, Albert. It wasn't the best thing in the world, I suppose.
It was. It wasn't. I know what I missed for 15 years. I missed a life. A life that added up each day to the next, with capital left over for the years when you need it most. Well, what can't be helped, can't be helped. And it's not good learning at my age that you've been a fool.
What's wrong with Sylvia, Albert?
Who knows? Me, maybe. Something. Doctors are smart men. And Dr. Cater is one of the smartest. But he wasn't as right as he thought he was.
Albert, did Dr. Cater tell you to send for me?
Yes.
Perhaps that's what's wrong.
I don't understand. What do you mean, Esther?
Well, I mean, Albert, if you'd decided yourself to send for me...
I'm not thinking of Sylvia, Esther. I'm thinking of you. With Sylvia the way she is, there could be nothing in the future for either of us.
You're sure of that, Albert?
As sure as I am that I love you.
It seems wrong that we should have been separated the best years of our life. When we wanted nothing more than to be together.
It is wrong. But what can we do?
Yes, what?
No matter what a child is, the child must come first. I remember saying that once before.
Yes. Well, I'm glad I came anyway.
I'm a fool, Esther. Fool. But that's what I am, and that's the way I am.
I wouldn't have you any different, Albert.
You love me, Esther?
Yes.
Tell me. You never married. Why?
Because the one you love comes first. As long as there was a chance, well, the years didn't count. They still don't.
But you gave up your whole life.
I sacrificed nothing. Because I wanted you.
Esther. Maybe next year.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe never.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Sad and lonely in this summer morning, Allison and Esther Miller sit on the porch, dreaming of the life they can never have because of Sylvia, while Molly and Jake hurry to the village to make that life possible. Can they? And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.